Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to have a little bit of a shakeup here. There's some breaking news. The council today has had to defer action on executing the $125 million short-term loan, the bond sale, for technical reasons. And joining us is Councilwoman at Large Helena Moreno, Mayor-elect. Helena, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Good morning. Yeah, it really is just a bit of a technicality. Talk with bond counsel Jason Akers, And it's really just about, we want to make sure that all the bank documents are ready to go before we do this approval. We actually have a council meeting next week where we can do this and get it all done. And so we just wanted to make sure that the public wasn't alarmed that anything was going off or wrong or anything like that. It's all moving in the right direction. It's just we moved a little bit too quickly before the bank had everything ready to go.
Well, a lot of people don't realize just how document sensitive this process is, right? Especially when you're dealing with banks, dotting every I, crossing every T, and getting everything in place. And a lot of times you can't do that until you went to the bond commission, got the approval, and then you can start putting together some of this information, right?
Exactly. And we didn't want to have just, a resolution with a lot of blanks in it due to the fact that we didn't have all the information on all of the different terms that the bank documents had. And so, like I said, it really is just a technicality, but we wanted to make sure that no one was alarmed by it. And we had some other measures to pass during the council meeting anyway. But we'll get it done on Wednesday. And Newell, on Wednesday is actually when we start beginning the process of having those weekly meetings to approve the expenditures of the $125 million loan to pay for payroll. That is going to be a very tedious process, but one actually that I welcome because it brings in the state legislative auditor, as we've talked about, and his team to really be there to review everything that's happening as far as what the expenditures are. So that'll start kind of that process moving forward next week, and every Wednesday we'll be meeting to do those weekly approvals.
Helena, timeline on the bonds themselves, mm-hmm. When is the earliest that you believe that the city would actually have access to those funds?
So the latest information I received today from bond counsel is they're looking at a week from tomorrow is when they believe that they would be able to get those funds. Now, for payroll purposes, when payroll needs to go out, we will have to tap in part of the rainy day fund to meet that, which we will also start doing on Wednesday as well. So a lot of different moving parts to try to keep everything running smoothly, but all of this in complete coordination with Mike Wagasback, the legislative auditor. Every step we're taking is lockstep with him and his team to ensure that the state sees that we are doing everything correctly. And myself, Councilmember DeRusso, Council President Morrell, along with the entire City Council, is fully committed to be lockstep with the legislative auditor to make sure that everything's done right.
So at this juncture, I assume that you guys have three payrolls left for the year of 2025. That would be correct?
Well, the way that payroll actually works, and the reason why we have to meet weekly, Newell, is because we actually have a payroll that comes every week. 1 week it's for non-public safety, and then the following week it's for public safety. So it's that's how our payrolls work. Mm-hmm.
So so it's alternated. So at this juncture then, by having to go into the rainy day fund, then it's safe to assume that you guys have exhausted all cash at this juncture.
We'll exhaust our cash, and then the loan kicks in immediately after. So we'll have that funding back. We're talking to the legislative auditor about immediately then refilling what we take from the rainy day fund right then, and then keeping the process, you know, moving forward from that point on.
Yeah. And obviously, as I've talked about this a couple of times in monologues this week, Helena, about the Cantrell administration in the transition, are they allowing you guys to really get down into the granular details and get into some of these agencies as it relates to the management and monitoring of overtime? Because these are big numbers and can be a difference maker in how much money y'all draw down on the $125 million.
So what my transition team has been doing is that they, and they're doing it actually as we speak, they are meeting with individual departments and asking all the tough questions, getting as much information as possible. And I also have hired through transition with privately raised dollars two financial firms who are embedded with my transition team and now in City Hall as well. And they are looking, Newell, for every possible efficiency. And they are looking at, of course, what is happening with overtime. Now, overtime, what we're seeing is that the agency that appears to have the most issues with overtime appears to be NOPD. I'm getting this from the legislative auditor and from the inspector general. Both of them are telling me that there need to be better controls within NOPD for overtime. Now, you know that for me, public safety is a top priority. So I certainly believe that overtime is necessary to ensure that we have the right level of coverage across the city to keep the people of New Orleans and our visitors safe. No doubt about it. But at the same time, I do not have a penny that we can waste at this point. So I also have to ensure that NOPD, that Chief Kirkpatrick, puts in the right controls so that there isn't any type of abuse and that there are some controls in place. And I've talked to her about this, and she is looking at several things right now. And so I hope that she gets a handle on this situation quickly. She says she's putting together some plans for 2026, which I very much appreciate, but this issue needs to be dealt with right now. And I can tell you that it appears that Inspector General Michelle is going to be coming out with a report. I think he told me in a couple of weeks that's going to show some abuse that has been occurring with overtime. And, you know, when that's shown too, Newell, I hate to say it too, but it also kind of, you know, taints a lot of just the overall overtime, you know, processes as a whole. So it's like, that's why I told her, it's like, look, as this report starts to come out with the IG, you really have to get out there and get a handle and get some real controls as to what's happening, because I don't want to put it out there that, you know, overtime is being misused or misapplied by the bulk of NOPD, because I don't think that that's happening. But, you know, we do have to get control on some things that are probably not being done correctly.
Yeah, you know, my experience has been that your frontline supervisors are the first line of defense against, a runaway overtime budget. Everybody wants to be a manager until it's time to manage, right? And, you know, it's, you can't befriend people by virtue of payroll expenditures. And,
right.
You know, and it really, in my view, require somebody that's close in your administration to be in those meetings to gain a better understanding of what the staffing is and why, and you know how we're granting leave and when we grant leave. And it can't just be, you know, you grant leave whenever people want to take their leave. That's not how it works, because the entity's interest outweighs the individual's, and your overtime number will run away in a heartbeat. I know it happened to me, and you know, we had to take significant remedial action on many occasions because it just gets away because people don't want to manage. It's the nature of the beast. It's just one of those things, you know. And you have the same thing, and I talked about this morning, Helena, about a policy as to whether or not you can take leave to go work a detail.
Right.
Bad policy. I'm not making any friends when I say that, but the reality is it's too hard to manage an overtime budget when you allow that to happen, when it depends upon the whim of an officer. It's hard to get your hands around it. I know y'all have a lot on your plate at the present time, but it's a big number. It needs to come down for sure, because it's going to be difficult if you have to draw down the 125, as you well know. That's a deep hole to crawl out of.
Look, it is quite a mess I'm being left with, no doubt about it. And you know, Newell, you may have recalled that I had a commercial during the campaign that had me in front of a dumpster fire. I just didn't realize how big the dumpster or the fire actually was going to be. And this is quite a big dumpster and quite a big fire. But, you know, failure is not an option. I'm going to clean up this mess. It is going to be tough, and it will be painful. I also have to let people know that. You know, as we work to find different efficiencies, we likely will have to make very tough choices around furloughs, around layoffs. There are over 660 unclassified, so non-civil service employees at City Hall right now, and I'm asking them to all reapply for their positions. So I have to make these hard decisions on behalf of the people of the city, so that I ensure that I provide the right cost-cutting measures, but also provide the essential city services that the people of the city deserve and that they pay for. And so it's right now, Newell, dissecting. It's not just looking at every department. It's dissecting every department, looking at every contract, every vendor, because this deficit that we have is one of the biggest that, you know, we've seen in recent history that I'll be dealing with. But I will get us out of this. It will take me a minute to get us out of this, but there is a path. And as we move out of this, you know, obviously there's different revenue raising measures that I'll be looking at as well, and working with our state partners and doing all possible to ensure that we finally work aggressively to put back into commerce our city buildings that we're not using at this point, something that everyone talks about, but no one really did anything about. And so these are the types of initiatives that I'm working on now and can't wait to really hit the ground running on January 12th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, those are cost centers that you don't need to have, right? I mean, no matter, you know, even if they're not being used, there's expenditures there that are just almost like throwing money away. if you're not going to use those facilities. I think the school board facing the same issue. I saw that they just started putting a bunch of their properties back into the stream of commerce. You know, they were complaining they wish they could get more because of the timing of the marketplace. But, you know, there's no good time, and it's rare that you actually hit the sweet spot. We can all want and have a desire to do so, but it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, and there are properties that the city currently owns that developers want that we can figure out, you know, long-term leases. That's probably more beneficial to the city than to just offload the property to have, you know, 99-year lease, something like that, so that you still ultimately own the property. But those things need to be worked on very aggressively and tenaciously. Moving forward, not just like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know. I mean, there's some parcels of land that the city has, you know, part interest in, and there are other players in it too, where we need to work aggressively to unlock that. I mean, I think about the Lake Forest Plaza in New Orleans East, where it's like you have all these different players, and everyone's like, oh, it's such a mess, it's too hard to deal with. It's like, well, let's get in there. Let's all get into a room and figure it out. Let's do what it takes to figure it out. And create, you know, opportunity on that parcel of land that seems so many actually want to get in there and develop. So, like I said, I definitely see the areas where we can move forward with really positive initiatives. And ultimately, I know that I have a big challenge ahead, and I'm going to face it head on. But I also view this challenge as an opportunity. As an opportunity to really rebuild government and get it right so that we are putting people in the right places so that they are delivering the very best services for the people of this city. And look, I once again, I keep saying that I know that it's going to be hard and it's going to be painful what we go through when I first get into office. And as I look at, you know, the possibilities of furloughs and layoffs, like it really is, you know, something that is gut wrenching to me. And, you know, because of that, as I've been planning, Newell, my inaugural events and things like that, I'm like, look, there is no way that I can go and have the big ball and all this stuff as, you know, former mayors have had if I'm potentially going to have to be furloughing or laying off people. And so even as I think about, like, what I'm planning to do for my inaugural events, like, I want people to know that, you know, that I'm not going to be out there like, you know, with this fancy, big old fancy ball as others are suffering. So I'm also planning kind of a very, it's going to be a lovely, you know, inauguration for the people of this city, but it's also going to be scaled back. And all of my inaugural activities will be paid for with private dollars. Because, like I said, there is not one excess penny that can be spent on things that are not necessary. I'm already looking at Mardi Gras. You know, every year the mayor has a Mardi Gras ball and there are some city funds that are expended on that. We need to cut that out. Like, that's like, we can't have excess at this time. We just can't. Like, that's where we're at. But, you know, I've always been the type of person who's not here for the perks, but here for the work. So let's just get to it.
And I think the public is going to be behind you 1,000%. They appreciate the honesty. And I just want to let everybody know that Helena asked to come on. So we move people around and we appreciate that as well. And, you know, I've told you many times, anytime that you need to get a message out, give us a shout. We'll get you on right away because this is important. I think we got one shot at this, right? And we got to get it right from the very beginning. And the sooner that we can right this ship, the sooner that we can grow our population. And that's really what it's about at the end of the day, because we will remain a third tier city until we do so.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you, Newell.
Thank you so much. We know you're busy. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay. Chat soon. Bye.
All righty, folks, that's Helena Moreno, the incoming mayor of the city of New Orleans and councilwoman at large. Really appreciate her coming on and letting everybody know exactly what's happening relative to this delay in deferring action on executing the $125 million bond issue for good reasons. There are a lot of technicalities. You want to make sure you dot the I's, cross the T's. You want to get it right the first time, and you don't want to be subject to criticism by not doing it or maybe rushing it. And I'd rather wait, get it right, and be able to move on and put that behind us. So I agree with the mayor-elect wholeheartedly. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. We'll visit with Becky Mowbray, president and CEO of BGR, the Bureau of Governmental Research. We'll be talking about the ballot items that you'll be voting on Saturday, November 15th. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.